Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, guys, it's hard to see Jonathan Smith returning as MSU's coach, especially if they go winless in the Big Ten, which is, to me, that's so incredible if that happens. Who is your number one target to replace Smith as the head coach?
Well, it all depends on, you know, what you want from Michigan State. Obviously, I'm not a Michigan State fan, but I'm going to look at this and say Pat Fitzgerald. A terrific college coach. I'm sure that he would love to be back in the Big Ten. And the only other guy that I would say would be Brent Key, the Georgia Tech coach, just simply because Jay Batt has worked with him before. You look confused.
No.
Oh, no. Okay. So, yeah, no, I think those would be the two. But Pat Fitzgerald, to me, is great recruiter, great developer, a guy that can just make something out of nothing. But the problem is, with more resources, I think he would do a phenomenal job. And I'm not sure I want that at Michigan State.
Any issue with Fitzgerald going 4-20 over the last two seasons he coached, including 2-16 in the Big Ten?
The fact that he was able to win forever, or I mean, for at any point, yeah, at Northwestern.
Really, really only in the years where they had the crossovers from the Big Ten West and they had soft schedules. Like, he couldn't really beat any of the good teams, and they were bad at the end.
Okay, so neither could Northwestern. I mean, sorry, Wisconsin, Iowa. I mean, you pick up
bad at the end. Like, 1-8, 1-8 the last 2 years in the Big Ten for Fitzgerald, and that was 3 years ago.
Okay.
No, the answer is no. No hesitation there.
No.
For me, it's Brett Key, because you get the synergy from the athletic director and the head coach in an era where that's so important with NIL and getting literal buy-in from your players. I also like that he's an O-line guy, brings a toughness. I know he's a Southern dude, but I think that toughness plays in the Midwest. They're an undefeated football team. You're getting a hot name. Brett Key would be my top name.
And the other thing about Brent Key, they didn't win right away.
No.
And so you have an athletic director in Jay Batt that's willing to be patient with a coach that he brought in.
Right.
How would you guys feel if they were the ones that took the chance on John Gruden?
I'd be okay with it.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that. I think Gruden is a tremendous football coach.
It'd be a tremendous splash for them to get attention. All right, Michigan running back Justice Haynes is projected to be a day two pick in the 2026 NFL draft. Do you think Haynes can work his way into the first round? And what is Haynes' NFL potential?
Look, running backs are becoming more valuable as everybody zigs and then zags. Great. I don't think he'll be a first-round pick. I think he could be a second-round pick, and my comp for him is actually a Big Ten back who was drafted in the second round. Miles Sanders, the early years. Balanced runner, shifty between the tackles. I see some Miles Sanders in his game.
I see more Blake Corum.
Really?
And I mean, because he is shifty, but he doesn't have, like, Blake didn't have that top-end speed that Justice Haynes has. I see him more as a early third round pick.
Really? You know what? I had said something to you after the very first games. I said, "What do you think about Justice Haynes?" I thought after the first game he had that look like that he could be a very solid NFL running back. Now you might be right because you know how the combine factors into this, and then you get the 40 and you don't hit it. I just think the guy's going to be able to play in the league, and I think he's got potential to be a starting running back in the NFL.
Sure. I'm not saying he can't be a starting running back. I'm not saying he can't be a very effective running back. I just don't think he's a first-round talent.
Okay. Let's play a new game on the Thursday touchdown. It's called Who Gets That Gig? Who will be the head coach next at LSU, Florida, and Penn State?
All right, so Florida, I'm going with Eli Drinkwitz. I think he's far enough outside the box and exciting enough for Penn State to energize that fan base. He's won everywhere he's gone. Now, it took a little bit of time, but he's a guy that has been able to build a program and is winning at a high level. LSU, I don't know if Lane Kiffin actually leaves Ole Miss. I don't know if he wants to leave Ole Miss, but I think he'll use this to get a new contract either way. If he does, I think LSU is probably the landing spot. And the fact that he was a Saban protege, or is, probably would energize the fan base down in LSU. If you can't get Saban, let's go with one of his coaches.
Kiffin's the one that if they keep winning, it could get really messy. You know,
I don't think he's ever been afraid to get dirty or messy. Yeah.
Actually, sorry, did I say Eli Drinkwitz for Penn State?
You said Florida, right?
Oh, say Florida. Okay, yeah. All right. Penn State, I'm going to go with a guy that I think belongs in the Big Ten. I just talked about him at Michigan State, Pat Fitzgerald.
Okay. For me, Florida, Jed Fish played there, offensive guy. I think that makes a lot of sense for them. LSU, I went Lane Kiffin because, of course, he's going to leverage. He's going to get his money. Jimmy Sexton, same agent as Nick Saban. I think LSU is where Lane ends up. My last one was, because it has to be this way, Penn State's going to do the most Penn State thing possible. Bring on Matt Rhule, another guy who can't win the big games.
I know that's been talked about. I just don't think he's done well enough at Nebraska to take over at Penn State. But in terms of Lane Kiffin, with all of the stuff that came out yesterday from the governor of Louisiana and talking about, hey, the AD is not going to hire the coach and we're not going to do a contract like this again.
He said, I'd rather have Trump pick the coach.
Right. And so, I mean, there might be a side topic there. Who would Trump pick? But I don't know. Is LSU going to have to hand out a contract like they've done before?
I think so, yeah.
And so I think there's a lot of interesting moments to come in that saga.
When the governor brought that up, it also made me think about, what if college coaches had to run campaigns like politicians and you have to run these ads of why you should be selected? And then imagine 2 years later when you're not performing and those ads get used against you. It would be incredible.
All right. Thursday touchdown editors had this written out already yesterday before the big news. And I started thinking about it. Like, this does, Hutch's extension doesn't change anything when I'm about to bring this up to you guys. The NFL trade deadline is 5 days away. If Trey Hendrickson is traded to an NFC contender, is that a fail for Brad Holmes?
I get why you bring it up, because if he's on the Eagles, Rams, or Bucks, and Goff gets rattled and they lose in the playoffs, you're going to wonder, well, what the hell is Brad Holmes doing? It's only a fail if they don't make other corresponding moves. Like, if you don't get Hendrickson, but you still make moves and you improve your football
team. Like you get Phillips or something like
sure,
that.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, I agree. I think the needs is more backup offensive tackle / starting offensive tackle, cornerback, and then you start to get into the edge. Now, I'm certainly, depends what he would go for as well. Even if you don't do anything over there on those two spots, but if Trey Hendrickson ends up going for what? Less than a fifth round pick because he's on an expiring contract? I would give that up in a heartbeat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because Let's be honest. If shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, it's time for admission. A guy I was starting to be wrong about, starting to wonder about, Jack Campbell, has really rounded into form this season. So he leads the Lions in tackles. He has 3 sacks, 5 TFLs, and a fumble recovery. Will Jack Campbell make the Pro Bowl?
Yes, one, because he should. And his ability. Last year, it was kind of an awareness of what Jack Campbell is doing. This year, it's right in front of everybody. And I think there's just a spot open as well because Fred Warner's on IR.
That's another great point. Look, I'm not going to put the gospel into PFF rankings, but he is the second best interior linebacker on PFF. All that does is verify what our eyes are telling us, which is this guy's got instincts. This guy was born to play the Mike position, as Kelvin Shepard says. And yes, he should be in the Pro Bowl.
I mean, you watch the games, he makes tremendous impacts. I mean,
closing speed, instincts, he flies around.
Yep. Tennessee Titans are 4-21 since the start of 2024. This is supposed to be a league of parity. Are the Titans the biggest mess of any team in the NFL?
No.
Wow.
There's plenty to choose from. I'm going to go Dolphins. They are locked into this Tua contract. Take a look at the dead money. They can't move on. So whoever the next coach is, because they're going to have to fire their coach, they're going to get saddled with Tua, and they're still 2 steps away from being where, like, at least Tennessee's at ground zero. Miami has to tear down to get to ground zero.
At least he's playing Tua. I'm going to go with Cleveland. They're still paying Deshaun Watson.
Oof.
They're paying, what, 7 different quarterbacks? And they're left with Dylan Gabriel and Sanders. Like, are you kidding me? And they have one of the best defensive players of all time in Myles Garrett. They're doing nothing to support him. Yeah, their defense might be good, but offensively, they're a dumpster fire. And then they start an old quarterback and then trade him to a division rival.
Okay, you guys both make great points for both these teams. I don't think people realize the oblivion that the Titans are in. They may have picked the wrong guy. This is a team, guess what? That 4-21, by the way, is after Mike Vrabel. You wish you had him back? Look what he's doing. I mean,
well, don't you think Cleveland would like to have Baker Mayfield back?
Yeah, exactly. I know. I get that and stuff. But I'm telling you what. I think
Miami wants Dan Marino back.
Tennessee really gets lost in a shuffle of teams you think about in the NFL. And think about the success that they had right before all this. And so, it's the ownership.
Yes.
They got bad ownership.
I'll make the argument that Cleveland is worse ownership. But at least they don't have to be stuck with their number one overall pick. They could take another quarterback now. We saw Josh Rosen and Kyler Murray.
Who would that be if they did? I'm sorry, putting you on the spot.
I mean, I don't know. You look at, is it Mendoza
or, out of Indiana? Or Simpson?
Yeah.
All right, finally, the Chiefs are back to 5-3 after a rough start, and they're looking their part. They get Josh Allen and the Bills, one of the great rivalries right now in the NFL. 425 CBS, Nance Romo on the call. Ooh, Jim, would you take the Chiefs or the field to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl right now?
I'd take the field. Because you still have the Bills, and I don't know if the Bills are actually going to be there this year, but you've got Indianapolis Colts who have been an absolute surprise, and with the 3 losses that Kansas City has so far, they may already be out of contention for the number one seed.
They don't need it.
I'll say they
don't necessarily need it, but
they made it as a 3 2 years ago.
I know.
When they won,
and they won it. Yeah, I take the Chiefs. I get the best quarterback in football. I get a Hall of Fame coach, great defensive coordinator, and I think what's big with them is their verticality, the offense, the explosivity of that passing game is back to where it was a few years ago. I take them over the field in the AFC.
I'll tell you what, the second team I'd take right now is the Colts because I really think they looked apart with the offensive line. But I think that's the story of the NFL in the second half of the season. The Colts, can they keep this going? Okay, they've kind of jumped out and a little bit of an unknown, but when you got the target on your back, how do you perform?
But I will also say this, Kansas City, other than their center, the rest of that offensive line is not great. And we've seen it cost Kansas City in the past. I think it's going to cost them at some point again this year.
It's your Thursday touchdown, 97-1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.